Hi, my name is Stian.
Okay.
Yeah, and I play the guitar.
Yeah. My name is Evan, and I'm the bassist.
My name is Sebastian. I sing and play guitar.
In
Death by Oonga Boonga.
Ah, so you see, this is the best part right here, because I have to know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Right, because in America, we'd probably say Oonga Boonga.
Yeah.
So now, let's get to the deep stuff. What's the difference between Oonga Boonga and Oonga Boonga?
I guess it's just... Yeah, I guess it's just what we decided to call it. Because we thought it was... Well, I thought it was Oonga Boonga, and it sounds cooler, I guess.
Like I said, I normally don't get into the band name, but this one is exceptional, right? So what was the, I mean, because the expression Oonga Boonga, I mean, in cartoons, it's kind of a made fun of, like, fake African sort of thing, right? That's what early natives said to each other. So tell me.
Well, we didn't know anything about the meaning of the word when we started and when we decided on the name. We just saw the name and thought it was cool. We saw it on the album cover. We learn about the whole story behind what it means later. So that's...
What album cover?
It's Death Boonga Boonga by The Mummies. San Francisco...
garage punks from the 90s.
So you decided to add the death part. So they considered it like a tribute.
They thought we were a tribute band.
They thought you were a Mummies tribute band.
Yeah.
And when you started playing and they didn't recognize any of the songs,
yeah,
what happened?
I guess they were pretty surprised. Yeah.
We should do that one day.
Yeah,
dress up like Mummies and play a tribute.
Yeah, we're planning on doing a show where we're...
I think that's a great idea.
The album, yeah.
Invite them over.
How new are you? Because we don't know. There's not... When we go online here, there's not a lot, which is kind of fun for me because I get to learn stuff and the audience is going to get to learn stuff as we go. So you came to me because the firm that's handling the Norwegian event tonight said, here are some interesting bands. And I always like to choose ones that I know that I really know about and then ones I know nothing about. So in this case, why don't you each give me a little bit of history about bands you were in before? And also, you're from this place in you're not from Oslo.
No, we're from...
You're from Moss?
Moss.
I can't do it.
We started the band while we were in high school, or junior high, or I don't know what it's called, but it was in 2007. And we started playing like Scandinavian proto punk rock. And then I went to this show in my hometown where it was a garage rock festival. And I saw like guys in tight suits and high Cuban heels and playing like real badass punk rock. And I thought it was the coolest thing I ever seen. So yeah, we started playing garage rock the day after.
So let's break down garage rock. Do you practice in a garage?
We never played in garage back in Norway. No one does that.
Garage?
Some have garage, but it's for the cars.
Yeah, we played under... Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if we got it wrong. No, we play in cellars, like cold.
Cold cellars and garage. Under a bridge.
So maybe cellar rock.
Cellar rock.
Cellar
rock. Okay, ask. They're no longer garage rock. It's cellar rock.
For me, it's primitive, kind of. It's catchy.
Yeah, raw sounding.
For me, garage rock is kind of like the umbrella. And you have psychedelic, you have a punk, you have rock and pop, and beat, and you can go on.
Yeah, and I like the easy. What am I trying to say? It's pop songs that are not too intricate, but of course a little bit of psychedelic moments here and there. But like the main thing is. Easy pop songs that are catchy.
And it sounds wild.
It sounds wild at the same time.
It is. That's the most important thing with garage rock. It's fun and wild.
So how many bands have each of you been in prior to this one? Give me a little bit of the, the revisionist history? Was there music school? Did you just out of high school say, I want to be in a rock band, et cetera, et cetera?
I can tell you about Stian's former band. And he's a, I don't know, started out playing hard rock.
I could.
I played in a couple of bands before this. And I also play in a surf rock band. Kind of a Californian Dick Dale 60s style surf rock gimmick band.
Yeah. They dress up and they're called Torque Flight. And they have this, what are the suits called? It's like, you know, the guys at the NASCAR race? In the, yeah, the, like the racing, white racing suits, and they wear helmets and stuff. This was my first band. And
what did you do before the band?
I went to school. I was just a kid. Yeah. And the moment we started out playing, then that was all I wanted to do. So we just did that every day.
As Death Bunga Bunga, as it is today, it's only been like that for like 5 years. But the name has been around.
For five years, so it's been a while.
Yeah. So we're not new back home, but we're new.
Yeah, we released three records.
Wow, okay, yeah, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Three records there. How far have those records gone in terms of, you know, because again, you know, Norway as a market, right?
Yeah.
We don't know it. We know a lot about the UK. We know a lot about France. But here in America, right, it's exotic. But it really isn't, per se, because rock and roll is rock and roll is rock and roll. But so over there, and I guess the first question and level of reality is, do you make a living over there off being in a band 100%?
No.
No, no chance.
No chance?
No chance. Not with our kind of music.
Not enough over there to...
There's like 5 million people living in Norway. Right. So.
Yeah. So it's a small market, it's kind of hard to make 100% a living of music there.
Yeah, so we're not living from it, but we have small jobs on the side. So right now it's like something we live for it, and we just
try. Yeah, we build our lives around the band.
Yeah.
So we try to be as flexible as possible. So we're all bartenders and we're music teachers and. And stuff like that. So
jobs you can
flexible
have
jobs.
Also right. Being
yeah.
But it costs a lot of money. I mean, now South by Southwest. I've been coming since 2000. It costs a lot of money for a band to come here. It costs $10,000. You know, dollars.
No one's told us this.
It costs a lot of money to come here. It's not inexpensive by any stretch of anyone's imagination.
Yeah.
So actually, that's a good question. I know that in the case of the UK, I know in the case of Canada, I know in the case of Australia, the government literally, you know, accepts, you know, bids from bands and says, you are the ones that are going to represent us really well in the United States and might make it here and make our country proud. So did you just all chip in your money, or how did that all work?
We have been given some support money, like from Norwegian government, I don't know what they're called. Music Norway Export.
Yeah, the
but
export.
Not everything. We have to pay out of our own pockets
as
well.
Yeah,
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 yeah. But we don't pay out of our own pockets to go where, because we saved up some money with the band. And
but this is not just a business trip for us. It's
a vacation as well.
Yeah, it's we're having.
We get to see all the great bands that don't ever come to Oslo.
Yeah. We would want to be on this festival anyways and be in Austin for this week. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
What are the plans? So you've got these three records that are already out there. Now, what are we going to get here?
I think we're going to release a single, then not very long. And when we're recording the new album, we're going to release it here as well.
And then eventually we'll get all the rest as kind of archival. Because once you become massive, then everybody's going to want, you know, your Sergeant Pepper and your Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
So when you sit down to write your songs, what defines a Death by Unga Bunga? See, I did it right now. What defines a Death by Unga Bunga song? Do you, I mean, because I know you're filtering it through garage and it being fun and it being energetic. And you know, and the word pop is no longer illegal, right? The idea of having hooks. What are you, are there some things that you say to each other that you know make it a song that's right for this band?
We listen to a lot of the same artists. And if there's a song that has a great line or a great hook in it, then often we're like, okay, we want to do something similar to this, but we want to make it in our own way. So we just like riff around it, and eventually it, something new comes out, yeah, new and improved.
Like back to how we make our songs or write the songs, we've been trying to like do different things, like, oh, is this gonna fit the band? But somehow
it does.
Every time it kind of does, because yeah, we have still have the same vocal, the same sounding guitars. So when we get together, it's like it just sounds Unga Bunga, yeah, to us.
So, oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
So that's how you filter songs. It has to sound. It has to sound Unga Bunga.
Yeah.
Let's just call it. It's magic, and that's what happened.
So when you say release a single, do you have a label over there? A label, label.
Yeah, in Norway.
Yes.
Yeah. And he is also here. He's arranging the Norway night with another label. So the labels have brought two or three artists each that they're trying to get into the American market.
Cool.
Yeah. And
so there's a plan.
There's a plan.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by other bands in between. And given how much you have reverence for other bands, and I play 40 minutes of solid music.